HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A pickup truck driver is under arrest for DUI after a crash kills at least 8 people in Central Florida who were on a bus full of farm workers. Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Pat Reardon.
The school bus traveled off the roadway onto the grass shoulder where it went through a fence, struck a tree, and overturned. We've had approximately 40 people transported to local area hospitals.
State investigators say the bus was carrying over 50 migrant farm workers. CBS News projects that presumptive presidential nominees, Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, will win their respective parties' races in West Virginia. Defense attorneys question prosecution witness Michael Cohen in the former President Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Robert Costa.
Donald Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche took direct aim at Michael Cohen's credibility, noting he's publicly attacked his former boss. From calling him a Cheeto-dusted cartoon villain to selling merchandise on TikTok, including a $32 t-shirt depicting Trump behind bars. Addressing Cohen, Blanche asked, "Do you want President Trump to be convicted in this case?" Cohen, sure.
The NTSB releases its preliminary report listing what happened leading up to the catastrophic collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The container ship Dolly that crashed into Baltimore's Key Bridge 7 weeks ago suffered a series of electrical failures as it approached the bridge, plus 2 blackouts a day earlier. NTSB investigators also found all crew members and pilots tested negative for drugs and alcohol, and there were no issues with fuel quality aboard the Dolly. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
A new CDC report finds wide racial disparities in drowning deaths during the pandemic. CBS's Alexander Tin breaks it down.
While drowning deaths worsened nationwide for virtually all groups during the COVID-19 pandemic, reversing years of improvements, a new CDC analysis has found that deaths climbed disproportionately higher for Black people through 2021 and highest for Hispanic people in 2022.
A group of prominent TikTok users sue the federal government over a new law that would force the sale of the popular video sharing app or lead to its ban in the U.S.
The 8 users who are suing have millions of followers on TikTok. They argued that the law signed by President Biden last month violates their First Amendment rights by threatening to shut down a communication medium that's become a prevalent part of American life. They also say creators rely on TikTok to express themselves, share their opinions, and create communities, and that taking it away would deprive them and the rest of the country of that. TikTok filed its own petition just last week that claims the law is outside the bounds of the First Amendment.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
UW Green Bay hires a new basketball coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A day after Sundance Wicks announced he was going back to Wyoming to become the head coach there, UW Green Bay has hired Doug Gottlieb as their new men's basketball coach. Gottlieb played some college ball at Notre Dame and Oklahoma State, has done some coaching, but as a network radio sports talk show host the past 20 years, his father Bob was a former head basketball coach at UWM. NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule will be released tomorrow, officially on the NFL. NFL Network at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates in Game 2 tonight. Pittsburgh came out on top last night with an 8-6 win led by Brian Reynolds, who had a career 5 hits in a game, including a home run to finish off the night. Pirates manager Derek Shelton.
I mean, I thought we swung the bats really well. They played really good defense. I mean, Adamas made 2 or 3 great plays. Turang made a great play, but overall, we continued to go.
That's the Pirates manager Derek Shelton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 70s. Some showers and storms possible tomorrow night and early Thursday. Some sun in the late afternoon and highs into the low 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. It is time for hour number 2 of Tuesday Night Light here. We are broadcasting statewide over the Civic Media Radio Network from our studios in beautiful downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing and WGBW. Great to have you with me. Our question tonight, we're a little backlogged on texts, but I will get to them, is do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or the Loch Ness Monster? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We've gotten some really good tech. Most people are pretty open-minded, myself included. I'm not necessarily a believer, I would say, but I'm open to the idea. I think looking for creatures like this is kind of cool. Sherry said earlier on the stream that she believes in the Megalodon. I think one could exist. Stacy Sue says, what about UFOs? UFOs I believe in, because UFO just means unidentified flying object. I see a lot of stuff. I don't know what it is, but I don't necessarily think it's aliens either. So chime in. Love to hear from you guys and see what you think on this. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Chwaba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. Heather said she'll be there next week. That's kind of cool. Or actually, tomorrow. Did she say tomorrow, Conrad?
Yeah.
Okay. So I love when I find out about a new comedian, because I've kind of been out of the game for a while, so it's always fun to find out who the new people on the scene are, not that I was ever on the scene, but I love when I hear a name I haven't heard. And my friend Terry Bell, who is the Civic Media News Director, made me aware of a new comedian named Taylor Tomlinson. Conrad, let's hear just a little bit of Taylor before we bring Terry on.
I had a guy on OkCupid send me an emoji as an opening line. Not a cute one, not like a heart or a kissy face or even an eggplant, which is gross, but I get it. He sent me one of these. And I responded, because I was like, I gotta make sure this guy doesn't hurt anybody. So I wrote back and I said, does this work for you? Do people respond because they're confused? Are you negging me? What's happening here? And he goes, well, the way a woman responds to the emoji tells me a lot about her character. And I said, all right, Detective Douche Rocket. What does my response tell you about my character? And he goes, well, it tells me you're really transparent, honesty's super important to you, and you have trouble trusting people. That emoji works.
It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight my good friend, Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. Terry, how are you?
I'm good, Pete. How are you?
Boy, I love, I saw that. You sent me that to my Facebook Messenger a couple days ago, and I was like, oh, yeah. I got to check that out. And then I kind of forgot about it. And I saw it this morning, and you sent another one. And I love her. She's great. And she'll be at Comedy on State next weekend, right?
Memorial Day weekend, Memorial whatever Day. That is. So I think it's not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after that. All sold out, I think so. Wow. I don't know about the secondary market, but that'll be a tough ticket to get at this point.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Have you been to shows there at Comedy on State?
Yes, I have. That's a great, great place. Saw Michelle Wolf there. I think that might have been the last show one of the last shows I saw before the pandemic.
Wow.
Back in the before times.
Okay.
And that was right after the whole controversy, you might remember.
I do.
She headlined the correspondence dinner in Washington, D.C., and was so rough on people, they did not have comedians the next year.
Yeah, what is going on with roasts? I watched the Tom Brady roast, mm-hmm. and Jeff Ross kind of went after Robert Kraft for the happy endings thing.
Well, you had that coming.
It happened. It's not like he's making stuff up, and Brady gets up and he says, knock that off. Don't say that again. It's like, it's a roast.
Yeah. I think Tom Brady should have been briefed on what he could right? expect. Yeah.
And Kim Kardashian gets booed, and Netflix edits out the boos. Mm. Nice to see billionaires catching a break. that is a great room, though, by the way, Comedy on State. I've been down there just to kind of check it out, and what I've heard is it's a very intimate-looking space, but it seats like 300. I would not have guessed that looking
You would never guess it to be in there. You're right. Absolutely right, yeah.
So how did you find Taylor Tomlinson?
Well, like a lot of things that we do, and you know, when we call her a new comedian, I mean, that's relative. She's been probably in the nation's... She's been a part of the pop culture consciousness maybe since like 2018 when she first burst on the scene. But like a lot of things these days, you know, you find her accidentally going down rabbit holes online, scrolling, and you're looking at comedians and funny bits from shows. And, you know, the algorithms say, hey, you might like this too. And she just absolutely slayed from the first clip I ever saw of her.
She, Conrad, do you have the one with the emotional eating?
I have a different one.
Okay. What is it?
Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, let's hear a little more Taylor Tomlinson.
So I still do this as a sexually active adult. I pretend I'm not ready to have sex with someone new yet, just to make sure they're a good person first. I call it the gobstopper test. I go... Oh, I'm not ready. Is that okay? He's like, totally fine. No worries at all. And I'm like, Charlie, you won! You did it! I knew you could, my boy. Now come inside my chocolate factory. It's all for you!
What was the joke she says about, I'm like, I'm a like a wild animal in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's talking about hang-ups about sex. And she goes, don't get me wrong, I'm not a prude. In fact, in bed, I am a wild animal. And she skips a beat and says, much more afraid of you than you are of me.
Conrad, see if you can find that emotional eating clip. That's very funny.
Okay.
That's a great one.
How did you find her, Terry? Or just
kind of doom scrolling and going down rabbit holes. And, you know, she was on, I think, Last Comic Standing was her big break.
Oh, yeah.
Back around 2018 or so. And then she just, she's done three Netflix specials, which were all big hits. And now she's has a late night show on CBS called After Midnight. Yeah.
Oh, she's very funny. She's one of those comics that I think probably a lot of other comics watch and they're like, oh, damn it. I wish I would have thought of that. You know, that eating thing, like just sitting in your car, eating fast food. That's the best.
Are meal. Some of the best meals you've ever had in your life at 11 o'clock in your own car.
Gorgeous, yeah. What other comics do you like, Terry? Who are your favorites?
Oh, yo, we were just talking about the roast a minute ago. You know, it, to me, it's a toss up right now between Taylor Tomlinson and Nikki Glaser.
She's funny.
Oh boy, is she fun to watch. She just has no fear at all, which is what I love about her. Yeah, she, as they say, goes there.
Right.
I appreciate it.
She's great on a roast. Yeah,
she's perfect for the roast. She absolutely slays when she hosts those roasts. She's just got the poise, the confidence, the kind of naughty demeanor to her.
Right,
she's great for that role. Yeah.
Are you a fan of Brian Regan?
I have to plead ignorance.
I will send you some links. He is He's completely clean. Mm-hmm. And he's physically funny. His jokes are great. You are going to love him. And I hate when people say that because then the pressure's on. But I think I know you well enough to know that I think you really appreciate his humor.
You know, I like dirty ones, like I just mentioned. I also like the clean ones. Jim Gaffigan, I like a lot. He's a clean comedian. The thing is, he doesn't really draw attention to that. He doesn't like make that his whole thing. He's just funny.
He's just himself.
Yeah.
Conrad, do you have
I got the emotional eater.
All right, let's hear that. Here's more Taylor Tomlinson, thanks to Terry Bell.
If you don't know what an emotional eater is, it just means you like eat to cope with uncomfortable feelings. So if I'm like sad or anxious or awake, I'd like to be eating to take the edge off. If you still don't know if that's you, you can ask yourself a few questions to find out. Number one, when you eat nachos in public, do you get kind of mad that other people are there to see it? Do you feel like nachos should come with a privacy curtain? I do. Have all the best meals of your life taken place in your own car around 11 p.m. under a flickering street lamp?
Nice touch.
That's Have great. You ever eaten a brownie? Well, you felt okay. And wished you were sad? So that it tasted better.
Oh, that's great. Memorial Day weekend at Comedy on State, Taylor Tomlinson.
Yeah.
And you're going,
She's
right?
She's really super quick. You know, she talks about emotional eating. She actually gets really frank and honest about her own struggles with her mental health. And
okay.
I think it does a lot of good for a lot of people. I think it makes people feel not so alone and to be able to find the humor in the situation. And I think in a roundabout way, she does a great service.
That's so cool. I love comedy like that too. Conrad, how long do we have the Brian Regan clip handy?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to recite it then. No, I wouldn't do that to you, Terry. so check out Brian Regan.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in Madison, I think next week. We'll have to do this again. And talk some more comedy, but this must be nice for you after doing news all day and directing news, sit back and watch some comedy, right?
Well, yeah, you have to. I mean, the news can be a very intense thing. It really gets to a lot of people if you let it in the business, and a lot of people get out of it because it just gets too much. You have to have a release valve, I think, to keep your sanity, and comedy for me is definitely one of those.
We got good taste, buddy. Thanks for sharing Taylor Tomlinson sure, with us. And we'll do it again soon. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
All right. That's Terry Bell. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to put a button on this Bigfoot talk. Because that's our question tonight. Do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or the Loch Ness Monster? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Conrad, you fielding the texts? I feel like, are we missing texts?
Oh, we got something to read.
We got something to read. All right, let's come back. We'll read some text, and then we'll bring in Mike Desitel. He's going to tell us about a convention that's happening an hour north of here. He's a very good friend of mine, former WLUK news producer, and he is hot on the trail of Bigfoot, at least as far as I'm concerned he is. He knows more about it than me. So we'll read some text when we come back and talk to Mike about Bigfoot. That's all coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen.
It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
That song, that's part of the rotation now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Love Stevie Wonder. It's one of the first albums I ever heard with Songs in the Key of Life. So great. From the 920, Jim from Appleton says, Bigfoot, for sure, I believe in. Far too much anecdotal evidence has been found. It has to be, quote, out there. I like it, Jim. I'd like to know what the evidence is, too. We'll ask Mike that, because I don't know if there's been evidence or not. I just don't follow it. I do believe, Jim, though, that there have been at least some clues or evidence. Tom from New Berlin, the 414, says, oh, Beatrice was a Rosie Riveter. We love your show. Thank you, Tom. Always like getting your text, too, pal. From the 814, Jameson in Pennsylvania says, cryptoids definitely exist. Many things were through to the myth or extinct and then found. Giant panda, the coelacanth and platypus. I don't even know what that second word is, Jameson. I apologize. And the platypus. But I'm not convinced on the others. It's long. You don't need to read. It's okay. I don't mind reading it. But I remember as a child at my great-grandmother's, a huge, what I called monkey man, came out of her cornfield on the day while I was in the driveway in the country. The corn was 6 feet tall, and I could see its head as it walked back into the corn after stopping and looking at me. Jameson, are you sure that's not from the movie Signs? That sounds exactly like what happened in Signs. And if that happened to you, if that happened to me, I would probably wet myself and just collapse. That sounds really creepy. Also, in this case, you don't get it last week as the programming was ending. Check out Slacker by Linkletter. Yes, we talked about this. Richard Linkletter has a new film coming out June 24th. Jameson is covering a lot of topics here. I like this. And we're hitting on all of them. Check out Slacker by Linklater, his first film, I believe. It's a continuous shot film. Very cool. I did see that years ago. It's all one shot, if I remember correctly. The film 1917 was supposed to be like that, too. They didn't quite make it all in one shot. They did do a couple cuts, but that was it. They were mostly going for real time, and it was really cool. I love Richard Linklater, and I can't wait to see The Hitman that opens June 24th. From the 818, Bridget says, no, I don't believe in Bigfoot. It is for people who like a hobby. Okay. All right. From the 715, Bigfoot, no. Aliens, yes. Interesting. More believable that aliens would show up on Earth. You know, Conrad, what was that thing Todd Michaels shared with us? It was a few months ago, and he said, like, over 60% of people believe that aliens are among us or something like that.
Yeah. That they're already here.
It would be really funny right now if Conrad's eyes were like red and then he heard me talk to him and they just went back and he went back to human Conrad and he's actually an alien.
I'm actually from Pluto. So.
That's not a planet technically anymore. Yeah. Great text as always. Keep them coming, folks. We were going to bring Mike in after the news, but let's bring him in because we've had all these questions now and a lot of people have chimed in. So let's bring in our next guest. He knows a lot more about Bigfoot than I do. He is a former WLUK news producer, and he was an extra in a movie I made too. And he's with us tonight on Nightlight as our resident Bigfoot expert. Mike Desitel joins us on the stream. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Pete. I have to.
You got to go?
No, I got to pass a message along to you.
Uh-oh. Keep it clean. It's radio.
My fiance Janet,
yeah,
said to say thank you for the rose in the poker game.
Listen, if Janet actually used her picture, I would send her a rose. I would believe she exists.
I'm sure you would.
I'm not. Well, not if I knew she was your girl, but you know.
I got two more messages. One's from Mino.
Oh no.
Who's still a little upset about the Godfather of Green Bay.
He won't let it go.
I got a text. You can't even see how long it was. Gosh. I'll do it this way. It was crazy. And my friend Jules is listening too in Wisconsin. I won't say where, but anyway, well, you got an audience out there.
That's good. I'm glad to have you with us, Jules. So yeah, Mino came in here one night. A couple times I was a guest on Mino and the Mayor, and he said, you know, we tried to get on your movie. I guess he was on Murphy in the Morning at the time. And, you know, the people that got through to us were basically in the movie. We didn't really turn a lot of people away in terms of being extras and stuff. And he still takes it personally, Mike. And I've tried to,
There's no consoling him.
No, he can hold a grudge like nobody's business. And he lives in the building. Dang. And he pops down every once in a while and tells me what a jerk I am for not putting him in the movie. So there you go. He says, and there you go. Nicer. All right. So Mike, I saw you on Facebook. You were on another show talking about a Bigfoot convention that's coming up in Marinette. Give us a little tease and then we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and really dive in. But tell us about the convention.
Convention's coming up June 1st. It's in Marinette, right in downtown Marinette at the hotel.
The Best Western, right?
The Best Western. Okay. We usually have between 250, 300 people from all over the Midwest. We have terrific guest speakers, and this year it will probably blow the regular attendees away.
Wow. So what, you got some big shots coming in to talk, or?
Yes, actually we have some repeat speakers from last year. Okay. Who were so well received, we had to get them back, and we've been working pretty much most of the year to make sure that we secured them again. And we have one new speaker, but we have three speakers from previous years, and one in particular, Pete, I got to tell you, worth the price of admission alone right there just for the one speaker.
Really? Well, can you tell us who it is, or? Is it like,
well, you wanted to tease. What do you want me to do? Tell you everything? Yeah. My God.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to. Okay. The event is from May 31st all the way to June 1st. That's what it says on the thing here. It starts at 6:30 Friday night. And then does it go till Saturday at 8 p.m. or is there another event at 8 p.m. on Saturday, Mike?
The Friday night one is a special ad hoc to the convention itself. It's a guided tour around the area where Bigfoot was spotted back in 2012 on
Wow.
It's an 80 acre parcel just north of Menominee. Barb and Craig Salk Craig has since passed away, but Barb is out there, and yeah, her property has a lot of Bigfoot things out there. Let's just put it that way.
Now you keep saying we. Are you like on some kind of board, Mike? Are you one of the directors of the whole event?
I am a committee member and the MC.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you dabble as Bigfoot himself? Do you ever like?
The closest I come is wearing a 16 quadruple E shoe.
No, you don't.
I do.
That's a huge shoe. That's like Shaq
size.
It is
a huge shoe. It's pretty close.
So you go out there, you leave all the footprints, and you get people talking. Is that how it works?
Yeah, something like that. No, absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
They have actually found impressions out on the property and have tried to make casts. And there are audio findings. There are physical signs out there. I just had a deer run through my front yard. It's pretty.
All right.
Pretty neat out there.
That's really cool. Mike, I'm glad you're here. We're going to get into all this coming up next. I got a lot of questions for you. And I might even ask you about working here in Green Bay. If we have time after the Bigfoot talk, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Mike Desitel's here. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. More Bigfoot coming up next.
This is 93.5 The Tap. CBS News Brief. A pickup truck driver is arrested for DUI after a crash kills at least 8 people who were among 50 on a bus carrying farm workers near Ocala, Florida. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods.
Weather, yes, it plays a factor. We have to look into it. We have to know if the roads were wet. What other circumstances out here? Was there something else that caused the crash? We don't know right now.
Donald Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen testifies for a second day in the former president's criminal trial. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Obviously, the defense is trying to show that Cohen has been in rehearsal for this day for years. And his goal, far more important than telling the truth, is to get Trump.
CBS's Nicole Skanga has some preliminary findings from the NTSB on the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
The container ship Dolly that crashed into Baltimore's Key Bridge in March suffered a series of electrical failures just minutes before the collision, plus 2 blackouts a day earlier.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Senate Republicans are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' vetoes. Critics say the moves are symbolic at best and election year posturing at worst. The overrides include bills to fight PFAS pollution and a population goal for gray wolves. Republicans don't have enough votes in the assembly for the overrides to hold up. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments Monday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept when the legislature writes a statute that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president is expected to be close in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Imagine being thought of as such a creep that they make a documentary about how creepy you are. That is the case for Kevin Spacey. Investigation Discovery's docuseries Spacey Unmasked explores the myriad of sexual abuse allegations brought against the actor for years now. The first accusation happened while he was starring in the show House of Cards. His character was immediately killed off, and his career doesn't seem far behind. The Oscar-winning Spacey denies all of the allegations. The dream is real. Our prayers have been answered. Roadhouse will have a sequel. Amazon Prime MGM Video announced that there will be a sequel to the reboot of the Patrick Swayze film starring Jake Gyllenhaal and naked Conor McGregor. Prime says 80 million viewers watched the reboot. There is no word yet as to whether or not the studio will insist on having even one likable character in the sequel. The studio says the plot details are still unknown for Roadhouse 2, but seriously, I watched the first one and they haven't worked those out yet either. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Nice day with highs in the low 70s. Some showers and storms possible tomorrow night and early Thursday. Some sun in the late afternoon and highs into the low 70s. Currently, it's 66.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us to discuss today's event. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Did
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba. I believe
in miracles. We are back here at Nightlight talking about Bigfoot. This has been, as I mentioned earlier, a topic that I've always been fascinated about ever since, and Mike, this is not scientific, but since I watched Bigfoot on the $6 Million Man. Do you remember that episode?
I certainly do.
It was kind of cool.
It was ahead of its time.
It sure was. And we have one more text here regarding Jameson checking in again. To Pete, cheers, mate. Have loved the show for a while. It's a ritual for me as I unwind at night. Thank you, Jameson, and thanks for all your texts. They're fun to read. And love hearing your thoughts. We had great text tonight on this topic, Mike, that you were very passionate about. What can people, it's a convention and it's in Marinette not next weekend, May 31st and June 1st. So it's 2 weeks away, big weekend, Memorial Day weekend at the Best Western Riverfront Inn in Marinette. There's a tour on Friday night and then speakers on Saturday night. Do I have that right?
Saturday during the day, doors open at 10, first speakers at 10:30.
Okay. And so
I brought you a prop, Pete.
See, that could be like a size 7, though. That's
my shoe.
Yeah, I guess it looks big. I don't know. Oh, that looks big. Okay.
16.
Yeah, that's a wide. Those are not narrow feet. All right, do you have flat feet, Mike? Let's just get into your feet. Let's make this all about your feet, buddy.
I was hoping you would. Yes, they are, both of them. Yeah. Enormously big, enormously flat.
So how did you get into Bigfoot? What got you onto this, Mike? When did your interest start?
2012. Actually, the very first was the Patterson video of when that fella out west shot the Bigfoot as it was walking. It was very jittery video.
Yeah.
I went to the Lloyd Theater in Menominee with my grandparents, and we saw that. And I thought, oh my God, now they're like in the woods everywhere. And, you know, as a kid, you're freaking out by that kind of stuff. But then it wasn't until 2012, I was working at the newspaper up in Marinette as a reporter photographer and caught wind of Craig Salk's picture that he got off his game camera out on his property north of Menominee that showed a Bigfoot and what he suspected was a Bigfoot. Well, little time passes and they have the Finding Bigfoot people from Animal Planet come up, and they didn't send like one or two crew. They had like 15, 20 men and women out there documenting everything, shooting from different angles, spending nights in the woods. I mean, they went through everything and they looked at this picture with, virtually a microscope and I tell you, Pete, if you see that picture, you are really going to think that it was there.
Where can we see the picture, Mike? If people are listening and want to see it, where can they see it?
Well, not to.
Bigfoot is hiding.
Okay. Bigfoot is hiding, and they call the property up there the Hiding Adventure because Bigfoot is hiding in the woods, and the picture is actually right on the cover. And for you people who are just listening to the radio, this will do you absolutely no good.
Yeah, he's showing me on the stream, and it looks like a deer.
Yeah, there's an arrow. Can you see the arrow?
I can't see the arrow, yeah.
Ah, well, it's there.
Okay.
You can get the book. It's there. We'll have probably pictures at the convention. It's really a big part of it. We have cast of impressions from footprints that were taken out in the woods, not necessarily here, but in other areas. And our speakers will speak ad nauseum, but excitedly about Bigfoot, Mothman, Chupacabra, whatever you want to talk about. They'll do their presentation. Then about the last 10 minutes, they open it up for Q&A. So each one has about an hour.
Okay. And what, so that everybody that goes to these, Mike, in your experience, are they full on board Bigfoot exists? Are some of them skeptics?
No.
Are some of them big time believers? Or is there a spectrum?
It is the spectrum. And there are some firm non-believers, and they want to kind of debunk things, which we welcome.
Sure.
And we welcome their skepticism, because I don't know what to exactly believe or not. New species are being found all the time, and there is enough, I guess you call it anecdotal evidence of Bigfoot to make it plausible that it does exist.
So where do you weigh in on that, Mike? When you see evidence or something,
another
on the
weight joke. Okay.
when you see something like on the book or a picture, do you immediately say, yes, that's proof? Or do you say, well, that could be, you know, like, are you kind of, where do you stand on that?
Even Craig, before he passed away, we talked about this all the time, and we'd be sitting out on the property and we'd be listening for thumps on trees and things like that. And I said, Craig, honest to God, I don't know whether to believe any of this or not. I said, I believe there's something on this film, because you can actually see it and you see the frames before and after. There's nothing there, nothing there. Oh, something there. And then nothing there, nothing there. And that something there was what caught the Finding Bigfoot people's attention. That one frame of something there.
What's the biggest, would you say, the biggest piece of evidence for the existence of Bigfoot that you're aware of?
I would, you know, it's really hard to say, because it depends on how much you want to put into believing certain things. I think people who are dedicated researchers who are out there and they find stick formations in the woods, you know, with branches in a certain way that are not natural. Of course, the footprints, you got to be out there at just the right time. You know, the Bigfoot would have to have walked by. The ground would have to be a certain consistency in order to leave a print. Those are hard to find, but they are out there. Some people claim to have pictures, you know, like Craig. Some have blurry, shaky videos. And with all the cameras out there these days, Pete, with game cameras, people's phone cameras, it's really, I think it's only a matter of time before we find something that is conclusive.
So that's my next question, Mike. My guest, by the way, is Mike Desitel. He is I would call you a Bigfoot enthusiast, former WLUK news producer. You worked for the Marinette Eagle Herald. You're kind of a news guy, and you're open to just about everything. Do you want Bigfoot to exist? Do you not care? Are you hoping to debunk it? Like, if you had your way, would you find evidence tomorrow?
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a creature of God, whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in Bigfoot or not. It's a creature that could possibly be sharing this planet with us. And I think the more we learn about what surrounds us and finding new things, that's part of the excitement of life, is to find new things.
Absolutely. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we talked about the Greenland shark. And it wasn't just discovered, but it was new to me. I mean, I had never heard of that, and it's humongous, and it's 400 years old. I mean, that kind of stuff I find so thrilling. I think, I don't know where I stand on Bigfoot. I feel like the skeptic in me says they would have more conclusive proof. What do you say to that?
I think you've driven through the UP. You know how much woods and forest land is up there. And it's possible. Somebody told me today, you could actually walk from north of Menominee right to Canada and never see another human being, and all you'd see are trees if you took the right angle. And I guess my question is not so much, why haven't we found it? It's more like, I wonder when we're going to find it.
Okay. Interesting. And where are you on other stuff, Mike? Like the Loch Ness Monster? Are you kind of like, well, same type of deal? It could be out there. Like, I feel like anything we don't know exists probably is in the ocean. 10 miles below the surface where it's hard. Like you say, there's no cameras, you know?
You know, I don't, people think that the Loch Ness Monster is possibly a plesiosaur, I think it's called. I don't know if the Loch Ness itself is deep enough to sustain one, but multiples, because if you just have one, it's going, it eventually going to die.
Right.
Unless it can be, you know, unless there's some procreation going on between, you know, the species, but there would certainly have to be more than one to make that happen.
Sure. Have you seen the movie, or are you aware of the movie, Mike, Sasquatch Sunset? Sasquatch Sunset?
No, I am not.
I haven't seen it either. It is supposed to
be.
Well,
let's talk about that then.
Well, extremely bizarre is what I've heard, but I am curious. All right. Well, I don't. Yeah. What would it take, Mike? What proof would it take? A picture, DNA? Where are you at on that?
I think certainly DNA would be
sure
very conclusive. Short of that, picture, video, you know, that type of thing, where it can be, you know, but with deep fakes and AI, it may be hard to really right. tell someday if, you know, somebody claims to have that. You know, it's already hard to tell on some of them.
I feel like a guy in the Harry and the Hendersons outfit could walk into the woods and have a black and white camera on him from a distance, and people would say that's Bigfoot. And, you know, exactly. See? But then again, Mike, I'll say I don't know that that wasn't Bigfoot. So, anyway. Well, go ahead.
Do you want to hear who's coming?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Is it Tony Danza?
Okay. The fella I really liked last year was a guy by the name of Chad Lewis. Pete, I tell you, he will tell you, he travels the whole world. The world. Looking for everything from Bigfoot, chupacabras. He's looked into the Beast of Bray Road here in Wisconsin. He's explored UFO sightings. He's been to Area 51, the Paulding Lights. This guy has done everything. And when he talks, I have never heard such a speaker in my life. I had never heard him before last year, and I wasn't even sure who he was. And I was glued to my seat. I was on the edge of it. The more he talked, the lower my jaw got, and the more I wanted to know. And he's just an incredible speaker. Some of our other speakers, Rich Daniels, he's been here before. He's from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's a Bigfoot researcher. He's been out to the Hayden. He's done research out there on the property. And we always hear about that. What's going on out there?
I think we lost Mike.
Yes, we did. Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's back. Are you there, Mike? You're back. We got him back.
Where did I go?
I don't know. You're back, though. That's the important thing. So you're talking about your buddy.
But Rich has been out to the Hayden. It is. Yeah, Rich has been out to the Hayden. He's done research. And we never really find out what they found out until the convention itself.
Oh,
that
nice.
That way it's a surprise for everyone. One of our other committee members is also a ghost hunter and a Bigfoot researcher. His name is Barnaby Jones. He did you might be interested in this being from here. No, I'm not that Barnaby Jones.
Right.
I knew you were going there. He and his crew did a ghost hunt on First Street of Menominee to several of the businesses that have reported paranormal phenomenon, apparitions, things moving without anybody touching them, things like that. That was a really interesting report and documentation that they did last year. So,
Mike, hold that thought. Can I keep you for a couple more minutes?
Yes, you may.
All right. Fantastic. Mike Desitel is my guest. We're talking Bigfoot. And now we're into the paranormal a little bit, and I'm going to ask him about his movie experience next. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get up. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Tomorrow night on the show, musical comedian Rob Perivonian joins me. That'll be fun. Rob is a really funny guy. And be great to have him on Nightlight. I've been trying to get him on the show for quite a while. Right now, we have a few more minutes with my old pal Mike Desitel, who we're talking about a Bigfoot convention that is taking place in Marinette May 31st and June 1st, just a couple weeks away at the Best Western Riverfront Inn. I think I might have to pop down there, Mike, and get some interviews. I would love to hear what people say.
Go there June 1st because May 31st is just out in the woods. June 1st is just at the hotel.
That sounds more my speed. I'm not getting Lyme disease over this. All right. Not to change the subject, but I'm going to change the subject. You and I met.
It's your show.
We met years ago, but you showed up on a movie set. I made the film, The Godfather of Green Bay. And I think I was surprised to see you there. I don't know who contacted you or if you just showed up to a casting call, but I was like, oh, there's Mike. And you had, was that a good experience for you? You got to play one of the heavies.
It was a cat. Oh, another fat joke. This is crazy. Mike, can you be on my
show? That's a movie term.
You're a big 400-year-old shark, and now this.
Mike, I'm not going to beat around the bush. How much do you weigh? No. All right. So tell me. Yeah. So tell me about your experience. You were great, man. It was so much fun.
It was a casting call. I had to do a little audition up at the hospital in the psych ward, which was an experience in itself. Very clever, Pete. I think one of the best experiences of my life. And that's no joke. I got to meet a lot of the people both in front and behind the cameras. I think the thing I took away the most was how cool Lance was. He was just such a nice, funny guy. And now, you know, I'm watching him on Young Sheldon, and this week will be his last, sad. But the other was Tony Goldwyn. Oh, my God. He is so intense. Yeah. I got to sit on set where he was doing a couple of his major scenes where he had a lot of banter back and forth. And just to watch his professionalism and his intensity, and my God, I still think about that because he was very top notch. I mean, he did not mess around. He knew exactly what he wanted and how to get it.
It was interesting, Mike, because between takes, he would say, you know, he's a Goldwyn, Metro Goldwyn Mayer. He's literally Hollywood royalty, and he's a, you know, trust fund kid and one percenter and all the stuff you want to say, but he was incredible. Like, he took the role so seriously. I'm a guy making a film in my hometown, and after every take, he's like, how was my accent? How was that? Was that good? He is such a pro, and it makes me happy that everybody got to experience that and just meet him, because he's such a great guy, just absolute salt. You'd never know he was a Goldwyn, you know?
If I had the money, I would get a hold of somebody who works on Law and Order as a writer and have them put in something about, aren't you big Jake Norquist? But I don't think that's going to happen, but I dream about stuff like that.
Sure, he would love that. Well, thanks for the trip down memory lane, buddy. That was fun. And I wish you luck with your event in Marinette in a couple weeks, and I will do everything in my power to swing by there. I think it'd be really fun to talk to people and just get some opinions and maybe cut them together and play them on the show. That'd be fun.
They are the nicest people, and they range in age from probably 10 to 80. It's just a great group.
That's fantastic. Well, I wish you luck with it. Thanks so much, Mike. And we'll do this again soon, I hope. Okay, buddy. Have a great night. That is Mike Desitel, former WLUK news producer. I meant to ask him if he would encourage Rachel Manick to do a Bigfoot piece on the news. We got to get Rachel back here, Conrad.
And do another movie quiz.
And make it a little more gender-friendly to Rachel. We sort of juked the stats on that one. Hey, so this week it's B. Arthur's birthday. B. Arthur, for those of you that don't know, if you're listening and you're younger, she was the star of the show Maude and one of the stars of the Golden Girls, and she had impeccable comic timing. She was so funny, and I didn't know much about her. Like, I knew she was funny. I remember growing up watching her. I found out this week she was also a U.S. Marine, which when you see her on the shows, it doesn't surprise me because she's kind of bossy. And she's just really funny. So this is our little tribute to Bea Arthur.
Stay because I'm happiest being with the people I love.
Miss Stanley. Stanley, you know, in all the years that we've been together, I don't think you ever opened up to me this way and poured out such crap.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey. I've got to have some marijuana. Call one of your weird friends.
Mother, I would love to help you, but at the moment, I don't know anyone who smokes grass.
You raise a daughter, and what happens? She turns out all right.
Can't use this towel.
What? It's an emergency. We'll replace it next week.
Oh, no, you cannot replace this towel. There are too many fond memories attached to this towel.
Blanche, please, I am in no mood to hear about the parade of endless sexual encounters that you have experienced up and down the Florida coastline with only this towel between your hot flesh and the cold, wet sand.
I brought my son Skippy home from the hospital in this towel.
You're lying, Blanche.
Damn, you're good.
That was a great show. And Bea Arthur was funny. Betty White was hilarious. Conrad, would you ever name your daughter Blanche?
I don't think I would. It's a terrible name.
Think about it.
I don't know.
It's probably short for something that I don't know. You know what we should have done when Mike called and we lost the call? When he came back on, we said, "Oh, what happened there?" I thought I had.
Oh, sorry, lost you there.
Old bars. What happened? This was a lot of fun tonight. I'd like to thank my guest, Heather Heil, for swinging by and hanging out in studio. That's always fun. And making me try to second guess my Ted Lasso opinions. Doubt it. Didn't happen. But thank you, Heather. Terry Bell is always so much fun to have on the show. And Mike Desitel, thank you all for your texts and calls and everything else that you contributed to the show. It wouldn't be Nightlight without you. Thanks so much. Conrad, thank you, sir.
Of course.
I'm not going to see you now for 3 weeks, right?
Well, I'm still going to be here tomorrow and Thursday, okay. But...
Oh, let's not get sentimental then. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, from electric school buses to solar panels, how we're educating our children while being better to the environment.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills.
And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.